This recording, Honduras 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job in a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, shake it, herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put in a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kids and headed to work. When she got there was a woman with a goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to stalk around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to drop her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried to gentle stroking to goose lower back with her paw, then singing a tune with her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive either. 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My childhood in Honduras was very happy. I feel free. I always play in the neighborhood, have a lot of friends, or some the younger sibling in the family. And for me, it was always have a good time. That was the main thing, you know. My mom, she always stay home and take care of us. We are seven in the family. And the relationship with my other brothers and sisters, they always, you know, taking care of me. And what I remember, you know, I always, you know, go to school, play with friends, and helping my mom a lot. Whatever she asked me to do, I always do it. In the social part, like I said, you know, I have a lot of friends. you know, be nice and kind with my friend. We always help each other too. My brother, my older brother, he helped me a lot, you know, to learn stuff like biking, swimming, getting into trees too, you know. We like to pick fruit because we have a lot of fruit trees in our house, in our backyard. We have coconuts, mangoes, plums, papayas, oranges, bananas. We have a lot of things, you know. And if we want to eat, we just pick from the tree. My childhood was so happy, and I feel, you know, free to do stuff, you know, and to play with my friends. Okay. In Honduras, we have tacos. I love to eat tacos and enchiladas. But the tacos is like the flautas over here in America, but a little bit long and big. And the enchiladas is like a tostada, you know, tostada, ground beef, and pico de gallo, and how do you call it? Repollo? I don't know, but it's repollo. Yeah. That's one of my favorite dishes when I grew up. My mom likes to prepare, not all the time, but when she prepared it, I remember, you know, I enjoy it a lot. And another thing that, when I grew up, we had the three meals a day. It was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But dinner before 4. It was served before 4. No food after 4. Because we went to sleep early. Not too early, but, you know. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I remember.